Dear Andy boy.
Dear Linda girl. How are you?
Linda person. I'm okay.
You sound like you're a little stuffed up.
I think that that's my MO when the radiators come on.
Or it could also be morning voice. Everyone has a different morning voice, too.
I know, and my morning voice lasts like a few hours these days.
Getting older. That's how you know.
Getting older. We've talked about this on the podcast before. My theory that old people only sound old because morning voice, like once you're that age, it takes like a full 18 hours to go away.
I don't think we've talked about this, but I like this theory quite a bit.
Yeah. So if an old person were awake for a full 20 hours or so, then they'd just sound like a young, regular person again. But they can't clear all the frogs out in time.
I really like this theory quite a bit. This is great.
Cumulative frogs.
And old people also have to sleep a lot more than young people. So, you know, that matches there too. So if they start to get the young person voice, they just fall asleep in the afternoon because they're old.
Yeah. I'm drinking some very fancy, expensive coffee right now.
Did it get digested by a marsupial and shit out?
No, it is the Colombian Finca Campo Hermosa blend.
Hermosa.
It's a pink bourbon varietal. The process was black honey, anaerobic. I don't know what any of these words mean.
Anaerobic means in the absence of oxygen.
There you go. And the notes are strawberry, kiwi, Snapple, Citra hops, and iridescent.
Snapple? Like the beverage?
Yeah, strawberry kiwi Snapple is a word they use to describe the... it's definitely a fruitier cup.
Fruitier cup.
But this was one of those purchases where I was like, oh, I need some coffee beans. These look good. And so I bought them and they were like $30. And I was like, "What? Why are they so much money? Like, wait, what's going on?"
It's because they taste like Snapple.
And then
they watered the coffee plants with strawberry kiwi Snapple.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens.
Usually in these moments, I'm good at being like, I don't know. What's your cheaper bag? But I just like, I was having a day and I didn't feel like undoing this man's excitement. He was so excited to have sold one of the $30 bags. He's like, finally.
This never happens. Some real old Gil vibes.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, whatever. But he could tell that I was looking like annoyed. So he was like, you know what? Next time you come in here, coffee's on me. So.
Oh, he could tell that you were like $30. Ugh. Like,
yeah, because I was like, wait, what?
$30? That's a lot for burnt beans to make burnt bean water.
Right? Burnt bean water is so good, though.
I'm glad it brings you joy, Linda. I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm having a bunch of bad weeks in a row, which is why we haven't recorded on my end. And then on your end, I think you've also been busy.
I have been busy. It's true. Busy with fun stuff, mostly. Work is also busy, but it's good projects at work. But then also I was in Wisconsin for a big old gaming convention, and I just stayed up until 3 a.m. every night as if I was a young man again.
Was it so fun?
It was so fun. Also, it turns out, in your mid-30s, if you stay up until 3 a.m. every night, by like the fourth day, your body is like, I'm dying. Like, we need to go to the hospital. we are not okay.
Like, it's not even just a cute, like, oh, no, I am so sleepy.
It
oh
is not
God.
That. It is like, it's like red alerts going up in all the command centers of the body are just like, no, this is bad. We are at the edge of death.
Got it. Damn.
But I didn't
die.
Did
you actually get sick and need to be taken care of with soup and vitamins?
No, I did not get sick. I just felt awful for a couple days.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's fine. It was basically just like, everything hurts and feels awful. I guess I just have to take an ibuprofen because I stayed up late is basically what I had to do. And then it was fine.
Dude. Oh, my God. Okay, so I had this yesterday. You know, I don't drink. Hey, new listeners, Linda's sober. And I went to my friend's stand-up show the other night. One of my improv buddies does stand-up, and it was very funny. He was at Stand Up NY. Oh, hold on. Someone's calling, and I got a, voicemail, and then I got a message.
You can check it if you want.
Started recording. Call you back soon.
You're at your friend's stand-up show.
No, at the friend's stand-up show, and wow.
Someone tried to get you liquored up.
I really just arrested everyone's time with that text. But I had, in my defense, I was like, hey, give me a call when you're awake. And then they called. And then I had just started recording a podcast. So.
You know what? That's the cost of knowing Linda. Sometimes you call her and she's recording a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
These things can't be helped.
The show went from 9:30 to 1:30, Andy. It went until 1:30 in the morning. It was so
too late.
There were a lot of really great comedians. My friend did really great. I was really excited for him and proud of him. And it was awesome. But I woke up the next day and I literally felt hungover. Like, I felt like I had a hangover. And it's just from being sleepy.
Yeah, man. I was definitely taking didn't sleep enough ibuprofen. And I never take ibuprofen, basically ever. I don't like taking those kinds of medicines unless I really need to. But, yeah. You know, getting older, baby. Sometimes you got to do it if you stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning playing Super Smash Brothers with your friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the... For me, it, like, the hangover doesn't just come from, like, oh, I was up late. It's also an element of, like, socializing, I think. Because if I were just at my house by myself awake late, like, I would feel, like, poopy the next day, but not like this. Like having been around people and laughing a bunch. And
oh, yeah.
Exerting yourself socially. Yeah, there's an element of hangover in that. So it's, like, interesting. Like, I wonder how many times I had, like, an alcohol hangover. I want to, like, pull the pieces of it apart and be like,
oh,
which part of
I see what you're saying. You're like, the alcohol nights also coincided with the intense socialization nights. Maybe right. I was just, like, socially drained. And what a hangover is your self trying to find itself again.
Yeah, and there's definitely the physical component, too. But I want to create, like, a pie chart of a hangover and be like, how much of it? If you could just see it in the morning, how helpful that would be to be like, you're actually only 10% alcohol hungover. You're 90% social hungover, though.
And you're like, great. What I'm hearing is drink more, go out and see my friends less. Drink alone at home. That's the better thing, it sounds like.
Yeah. Because the alcohol makes it hard to know when you've overextended yourself socially.
Mm. In your little Brooklyn comedy scene, do you know the comedians Mike Abruzzese or Diego Lopez?
Those are familiar names.
I started listening to a podcast, or I listened to an episode of a podcast they do, and they're like New York-based comedians, and the way they were talking about their community reminded me a little bit of you, and I was like, I wonder if Linda knows these people.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll look them up after we record and see. But yeah, Andy, I start my stand-up class this week.
I hadn't even started yet. The one we talked about like months ago.
Yeah. Well, because I was on a waiting list for this one class.
I see.
And
in
then
demand.
I got into it. And the first class was actually last week, but I had to be in San Francisco for a dang work trip.
Ding, dang, work.
Ding, dang, work.
Why you gotta do this to me, work? I got comedy
to
do.
I know. And it's so funny. I'm such a little teacher's pet. I emailed the teacher like 3 times and I'm like,
oh, goodness gracious.
I'm like, I'm going to miss the first class. Can you tell me what I need you to do?
Please let me know how I can make it up and if I can earn any extra credit to make up for my absence.
And she's like, this is kind of just a thing where you're going to learn about something that you're definitely going to suck at. So, like, if you could.
And you're like,
chill.
I will not suck, ma'am.
There's got to be a way that I can get around sucking the first few times. I
may suck, but I will get a goddamn A+ while I'm sucking.
But like, I went to some open mics with my friends. There are these two guys in my improv class who do stand up, and so I went to open mic with them, and like, it's just so, there's so many dudes, Andy. There's just so much masculine energy
in
this world.
Dudes be having the confidence to go on stage and think they're funny.
Yeah, it sucks. So I'm gonna try to find all the like queer femme open mics. Like there are a lot of those in Brooklyn. Like communities that feel safer. Because all I kept thinking was like, I just like don't even feel safe in my body, like in this
Right,
room,
you don't want to go on the
let
stage and be
alone.
like, hey, everyone in this room, look at me. Look at my body.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That sucks.
Ugh, does sucks.
That sucks. Ugh.
So that's part of it.
What is the structure of this stand-up course? I assume you're going to have like a little class and you're going to do stand-up for the class. At some point, is it like, and now we're doing a graduation stand-up show?
Yeah, there's that.
Hey, when is that, Linda?
Who knows?
Hey, when you figure it out, you should tell me. Maybe I'll come up and see it.
No, you'll definitely not be invited to that. I think
God
that
damn it.
like
Fuck.
any stand-up person, I think they don't want anyone to see them do it until they've been doing it for like a few months. It's good to
So
like
it's like sex, basically.
Yeah, nobody wants to remember their first time.
Yeah, just get it out of the way, you know, bang it out, just be done with it, and then you can go on, move on to improving the next time, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be in New York in early January, Linda. We should get together a little bit. I don't know if you
Ooh,
have plans.
yes.
I'm not going to say the actual days because of OPSEC. I see you out
Yeah.
there, listeners, OPSEC, but I'll text them to you off air, and
Okay,
maybe
cool.
we should hang out a little bit while I'm in town.
Man, finding Andy, even if you gave the exact day that you're here, it'd be like finding a needle in a haystack. Like,
Well, no, I
find.
think the OPSEC is that like someone could come and rob my house knowing I'm not in it.
Oh, that worked. That. Okay.
Yeah. That's
Yep.
more
See,
the
this
thing.
is why.
I'm not worried about someone finding me. Like, I'm just a person, you know? Like, what you find me, great. What are you gonna do? You got me. I'm a guy. Like, that's not helpful. But
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, no one's gonna rob me, but that is the reason why people don't like to give out their travel dates publicly.
Yeah, that makes sense. I remember when the app Foursquare came out, before it separated and also became Swarm.
Boo.
Boo. Like they came and interviewed some of us MailChimp employees because there are a few of us who like use the app and would check in every time we went to this coffee bar, Octane. And there was like a whole news story that was just like
Fighting
users
for
of the
King of the
social
Hill of
media app.
Octane.
What?
Fighting for King of the Hill of Octane.
Yeah, exactly. And now it's like the mayor or whatever. But yeah, I remember it being this big scary thing where they were like, the users of this app put their location and show where they are all times of the day. And
It is a
yeah.
little wild. I mean, I was never a Foursquare user, and I understand it to have been pretty tame, but it's definitely a weird thing to be like, my social media is I tell everyone where I am all the time. Like,
Yeah.
that's a little weird.
Yeah, I do like having like a trail of the places that I've been since I have a bad memory. But then I remembered that like I was like, oh, but Google does that too. Like it remembers your search history and where you've been. And so I pulled it up my Google version of that recently because I was trying to remember the name of a restaurant I went to. I realized I turned off all data for that in like 2016. So
There you go.
so the last place that it remembered was like some like salon in San Francisco that I got a haircut at like 7 years ago. But
You're
anyway.
still at this salon in San Francisco. It's been a
How's
long journey,
it
a long haircut.
going in there? Are you dead?
You dead, bro?
You dead, bro? Oh shit, I was gonna ask you something. Foursquare.
Boop,
And then
boop,
you do
boop.
the going to the places. I
Beep,
don't
boop,
remember.
bop.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Well,
Hey, Linda, I got an iPad.
you got
I got
an
an iPad. I've been waiting to get an iPad for like, it feels like years I've been wanting one. And then I like
iPad.
finally,
Yeah.
they came up with a new one and I was like, I'm doing it. I'm getting an iPad.
Did you get
And
a pencil?
I did get a pencil. I did not get the magic keyboard because I don't want a keyboard, but I did get a magic pencil because I mostly got it to draw. And I assume you've used the Procreate app, correct?
Yeah.
The app is amazing. It's incredible. I love it.
It is so incredible. Like the first time that you like draw perfect lines and circles and like once you learn all of the little like shortcut, it's like
Now you're such a designer. I want to draw perfect lines and circles. I'm the designer.
Well, but I just mean like they're equivalent to hotkeys
Yeah, all
are
the little
like
like it's a lot of gestures and like, cool little tips and tricks
Yeah.
to learn. I watched a couple YouTube videos to get into it.
Yeah, and once you get the muscle memory down for it, it's so fun. I don't know if you remember, but in like 2017, 2018, I was drawing all these like weird wiggly things and putting them on Instagram. I was drawing these like very melty landscapes.
I do remember that. That was all Procreate?
That was all Procreate, and it was so much fun because you can like really dial in your pencils, and I love turning on the, oh, I forget what it's called, like the smoothing feature where it like smooths your lines out for you. And I love how much control that has because you don't need like all the smoothing. You don't need it to like turn a wiggly line into 3 points. But yeah, it's great.
I'm going to go back and look at those drawings of yours now that I know they're done in Procreate. I mean, I'm impressed with the actual software, but like mostly I had seen Illustrator and artist friends use it before, like post about it or, you know, post their little time lapses of it on social media. And I always assumed like, wow, that software looks really good. It's probably really expensive. And it's like $10. And the other thing is it's $10 and there isn't some fucking stupid ass subscription. There aren't fucking goddamn microtransactions. Like somehow this company managed to, in the year of our Lord, 2022, just make a product and sell it. What a fucking novel concept. Like, they're not taking any VC funding and they're not like trying to fucking extract every dollar out of you as possible. I mean, this comes in like the same week that, like, I know you're not on social media, but this comes in the same week. Did you see that, that Photoshop and Adobe products are going to start turning all Pantone swatches in files black unless you pay a $20 a month subscription to Pantone?
Yeah, this is what I was about to bring up as a follow-up point with how ridiculous these subscription models are.
Un-fucking-believable. Like, would you like to subscribe to Colors? Fuck off.
Yeah, I know, because I also just purchased like physical Pantone books for myself and the designers on my team, which are still exorbitantly expensive and out of reach for college students, which is so fucked. And like, yeah, so I'm like, so I own the actual book of Colors. But then to, like, apply them to my designs, I have to, like, pay a subscription? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's Colors.
It's obscene. I get it. I know that Pantone, at least at one point, provided a valuable service of, you know, normalizing and standardizing all these things. But Jesus fucking Christ. It really feels like Adobe especially is just, they have this, like, big market still just because they were, like, the only game in town for, like, a decade and a half. And even though they're just bleeding users left and right, all they are trying to do is extract every dollar out of everybody that's still stuck in their goddamn awful system. And it's like, who thinks this is a term? This is a like a good idea for long term growth? Who thinks in 10 years this is going to mean Adobe is still going to be like the top of the charts? Right? No one thinks that. You're all just like blatantly just trying to suck money out of people that literally have no other options.
I know, but now they own Figma too, so it's like I don't know. They're just like ensuring their place in this world.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yep. It sucks. But anyway, Procreate is great. And it's funny, like, I want to, like, draw messy shit. I don't want any, like, automatic smoothing or perfect circles. Like, I'm trying to get sloppy up in here, you know?
Yeah, good. Are you going to do some, like, layered paintings?
Yeah, I've already been doing a couple little layered paintings. I'm just learning the tools right now, trying to figure out what the tools are. And then I'll be faced with the much bigger question of what do I draw now that I know the tools? And I'll figure that out when I come to it. But
yeah,
I'm excited to be drawing again. Like, it just feels good.
Man, it's a little weird because, like, when I was a kid learning how to draw and paint and stuff, like, you're very limited by the tools that you have. So I'd have like my little shitty watercolor kit. And
right. The little like plastic tray with an eighth of an inch of like dried concentrated watercolor in it.
Yeah. And some like pencils that the erasers didn't work too good. And some like weird, like way too toothy drawing pad. And then you would like look at something and you'd try to mimic it and you'd make something. It's like, okay, this is okay. I'm doing all right. But, like, on Procreate, it's crazy because you can, like, look at a file. Like, they have those, like, sample files, and you can look at every layer and be like, okay, I can do this, I can do this. And you start doing it, and you're like, oh, I have no, I'm just going to draw squiggles. So
I immediately deleted those files. I didn't even look at them. I was like, get out of here. I don't want you on my device.
I really wanted to learn some of the, like, watercolory, like, realism looking stuff, but yeah, turns out you still need a lot of talent and skill and
the app do not teach you to draw, it turns out.
Yeah, it turns out. Like, I remember one of the first times I drew with, like, a real illustrator. So my friend Brett, like, he was at Pixar for a long time. So I, like, got to know some of his Pixar buddies. And looking at their illustration file, you're just like, I am dog shit. Like, I have never... I've been drawing my whole life, and yet I look at the way that they, like, create light and, like... just apply like all this gestural like energy to their like scenes, like, oh my god, it's just, yeah, it's hard not to just want to completely give up.
I do feel like it's kind of different, right? Like, you have been drawing for your entire life, but you, I give a sense, have not been drawing to technically improve at the craft of drawing. You've been drawing as a means of like expression and like meditation, right? And all these other things.
Yeah, yeah,
which is,
yeah,
just as valuable, you know, like, I don't know.
Exactly. But I think that, like, as a kid, there is this, there was, like, a skill component to it. And I remember, like,
oh,
my
for
first
sure. As
year,
a kid, all you want as a kid, at least when I was a kid, was to be good at something. Like,
yeah,
you know, I just wanted to be good at something. It felt like I was supposed to be good at something. And, you know, drawing was the thing I was good at. And that's why, a big part of why I latched onto it when I was a kid, because I was like, well, when I do this, adults say I'm good. So I guess I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, I want to be the best. Ah!
I'm the best. At drawing, no one can
no
draw,
one's gonna
draw
as good as I do.
Yeah.
But in the first year of college, I kind of gave up on it. There was this guy in my class, Peter, and he was so technically
Peter.
Skilled. He was very sweet, very technically skilled. And yeah, I would just, oh, cool, there's a rat in my garden. Get out of here, rat! It's only squirrels.
I would say, yeah, let Lenny out, but I feel like Lenny and a rat would be like kind of a fair fight. I'm not sure who's going to take that one down.
I'm going to send you a picture of this motherfucker. It's so huge. Ew. Dude. It's like, dude, the rats in New York are just squirrels. They're like, they have become squirrels.
Rats be big.
They're everywhere, and it's so gross. Ugh.
Every Tuesday, I play magic out, and when the weather's nice, we play out back behind this local shop. And, you know, I would say every, like, other week, we're sitting out there playing magic, and then a rat the size of, like, a fucking possum runs across the street. That guy's huge. Yeah. This guy's actually kind of cute, though. He don't look mangy.
Well, that's the thing that, like, I'm saying, the rats in New York are just kind of becoming, like, squirrels. Like, they just will show up.
This guy's cute. Like, look at his little face.
At your feet. I know, but I don't like its tail.
Yeah, the tails are gross.
Oh, dude, last night I was...
Hey, rats, you're on notice. Get fluffy tails. We'll like you more if you get fluffy tails.
Only fluffy tails. And then we'll actually be okay with you.
Pretty much. I mean, we all agree we're fine with squirrels, so...
I know. That is a bias, I think. But yeah, last night I was getting on the subway, and this guy was just drunk out of his mind because it is Halloween weekend,
mm-hmm.
and everyone was so wasted in the city of New York last night. And this guy just looked so sad and scared, and he was like, I just stepped on it. Like, he was looking at me like there's something I could do, and I looked
looking
down.
At you as if he was like just stabbed, and he's like, his eyes are begging for some kind of reprieve.
Yeah, and he had just stepped on a fucking rat and killed it.
Wait, stepped on a living rat and killed it?
Yeah, like, he was like running down the stairs to catch the train, and a rat just got under his feet.
Ugh.
And was just laying there dead. And he was like, but it was, he was having the remorse as if he had like just, you know, killed a dog or something. And I really felt
the size
for
of
the
a
guy.
Dog, you know, it's a yeah. large living thing, you know?
It was a whole puppy. And he was like, he was so devastated. And I didn't know what to do because it was clearly like there's some drunkenness contributing to his emotional state. I'm just like, I had just an emotionally intense evening myself, and I was like, I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Gotta go. Sorry, buddy. Good luck dealing with your situation.
Yeah. I'm in the vestibule of no service.
Mm. You're gonna
I'm walking
bleep
to the
out
gym
for
now.
2 seconds like you always do.
Always. At least I'm consistent with the ways that things fail.
That's all we can really ask for in this life, Linda, you know?
I know.
Just a little bit of consistency in our failures.
Yeah. So yeah, it's Halloween weekend. I fucking hate it.
Do you just hate it because everyone's drunk, or do you hate spoopy season?
I hate the drunken energy of the city.
I was going to say, don't let Brandon hear you. You hate spoopy season. Brandon will be so mad.
Well, here's the thing. I texted Brandon last night and I was like, what are you doing tonight? He's like, nothing. What, why would I be doing anything? I'm like, exactly. And this is why I love you. Because you can love the shit out of like all of the stuff surrounding Halloween. Like right now, looking at all the decorations in my neighborhood, somebody's got these like spotted lantern fly giant like animatronic things on the outside of their house that they built. And like the weather's amazing. Like there's so much to love about all of the, accessories to Halloween, but the like, yeah, the nights of partying themselves are just so intense. I don't like the energy it brings. Same with New Year's.
Yeah. Well, you just
And
gotta,
like,
hang out with the right people and not go to the crazy parties.
yeah, but I mean, like, on my train ride home last night, I had to like change
Yeah.
cars three times
Yeah, that
because of the
sucks.
like intense aggro energy. It's like people are like, oh, this is my night to be weird.
This
And
is the I mean, I love cities. This is the cost of living in a place like New York, though. You can't actually really get away from it if you want to be outside of your house because
right.
you're in it, man. You're in the shit.
You're in the shit. Yeah. So I was like, I had my little camcorder because I've been making my movies. And so this guy like grabs me on the train
Ugh.
and he's like, hey, are you John Wilson for Halloween?
Jesus
And
Christ.
I'm like, no, I'm just being myself. Fuck off.
You're like, no, I'm Linda for Saturday. Suck a dick.
Yeah.
Fall down
I'm
the stairs,
Linda
buddy.
and it's a Saturday. And then he's like, I like your shoes. And I'm like, no. And I just like got off and like got on a different train.
That sucks. I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
And then intense eyeballs following me.
Ugh.
It's just, yeah, men be gross.
Yucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Men, what are we gonna do about them?
Just kill them all.
I mean, I'm not entirely opposed. It does affect me a little bit, which is.
It's just one sacrifice that you got to make. Sorry, buddy.
We had I had a good group of friends I went to this event with in Wisconsin. It was all dudes, but I feel like we did some good like emotional anti-masculine bonding, which was very
Oh,
nice.
good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. 15 hours in a van will make everybody pretty fucking punch drunk, and then you'll talk about anything. And then
Yeah.
yeah, just like being around each other constantly for the entire weekend, and I don't know, it was a lot of fun. I felt a couple times we were like, this is a good group of dudes, which is rare because usually a group of dudes is inherently pretty bad, you know?
Yeah.
And we all knew that, right? Like it's known that groups of dudes not the best. But we're like looking
Yeah.
around like this is actually maybe like a healthy male friendship we have going here. What a
That's so
rare
good.
creature. What a rare beast.
That's really good to hear. I mean, I know that there are good ones out there in
It's
the
rare.
world.
It's rare,
They
but
ain't all
sometimes it
bad.
happens.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Woo. Did you so when did you get back?
I got back on Monday at 11 p.m.
Okay, and then you work, 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 worked.
And I work, 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 worky, worky, work, work. Yeah, I did that.
Work, work, work. Cool. And then this weekend, what is your Halloween situation, y'all?
I have no Halloween plans. I mean, our little neighborhood is doing our little neighborhood Halloween on Halloween night. Ever all the kids are very young, and also no one comes back to our little neighborhood for actual Halloween, so we do our own little thing where everyone just kind of like we all agree around like 4:30. We're all just gonna hang out outside our houses and like see all the kids in their costumes and hand out candy.
Yeah. See,
Yeah.
that's the Halloween that I like. Like yesterday, before everyone in the world got drunk, me and my lady friends made little dinosaur costumes for their kids.
Adorable.
So we were
The
like
best.
cutting triangles out of sheets of felt
To make teeth.
and hot gluing them. Yes, exactly.
Everyone
And
knows
to make
dinosaur teeth be triangles.
They are all triangles. And then we also got to pick fun colors for the spikes that go down the back and up on the head.
Purple.
Purple, pink,
And the best part is
red.
you can pick colors, you can pick any colors you want, and guess what? Ain't nobody can fucking tell you the dinosaurs weren't that color, 'cause we
Yeah,
don't
because we don't
know.
know.
We don't
They
know. So maybe they
were
were
all
hot pink.
green. Who decided every dinosaur was green or gray? Like, give me a fucking break. I bet they were hot pink. with purple toenails.
I mean, honestly, like, if you look at the spectrum of colors of reptiles today, it's a pretty broad spectrum, so I don't think it's too ridiculous to think that there were dinosaurs of many colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, exactly. So we did that, and then on actual Halloween, I'm excited for us to just have the trick-or-treaters come on by. Like, last year, my neighborhood was just a little hot spot.
Yeah, I feel like you are in the, like, peak. You may be in one of the most Halloweened blocks in America.
Yes. Yeah, one of the most quintessentially adorable Halloween zones. So, like,
am I correct in assuming that you can't possibly have enough candy to not run out by the end of the night? So it's just a matter of, like, how long until we run out and have to, like, shut down shop?
Yeah, it's like, unless I bought a CVS,
right,
I would not have enough candy for the evening. So it's fun. My neighbor across the street, June, she has this taxidermied alligator that she uses to give kids candy because she doesn't want to get near their little COVID faces. Mm-hmm. So she sits at the top of her stoop and she puts candy in the mouth of the alligator and then holds it by the tail and, like, shoots it at the children.
Amazing. Incredible.
And it's
Is this June of the older couple we've talked about before?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I love this couple more than anything. That's true life goals right there.
I know. They're great. They made me breakfast a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And I, like, made a little, I brought my camcorder over and they got such a kick out of it. So I made a little, like, some people, you pull the camcorder out and they're like, oh, ha-ha, and they're, like, immediately awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled it out and she was like, today we're going to have a cooking show.
Amazing.
And she immediately launched into instructions on how to make perfect scrambled eggs. It involves cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
She puts cream cheese in her eggs, Andy.
I don't know about this.
It's pretty wild.
I mean, I'm sure it's actually fine. Cream cheese is good.
Yeah.
So, but I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Perfect scrambled eggs is just about making scrambled eggs and scrambling them and cooking them for the right amount of time. I only have one little trick with scrambled eggs, which is which I'll give to you and the listeners now, Linda, which is that I'll, like, scramble a bunch of eggs, you know, raw eggs, mm-hmm, in a bowl, like you do. And
yep,
then I'll, like, reserve maybe, let's call it a tablespoon or maybe, like, a couple teaspoons of the raw egg, and I'll cook the rest. And then after I'm done cooking the egg, you add that raw egg back in and just kind of, like, fold it into the otherwise cooked scrambled eggs.
Oh.
And it gives it a nice little shine. It's good.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's
okay.
That's my top tip.
So this is something I haven't tried. I want you to show me sometime.
You are a big egg fan, so I feel like the expectations are high.
The expectations.
The expectations. Great expectations from Linda.
Maybe when you come to New York sometime in January, we can just make each other eggs.
Oh, boy. I would try that, though. I'm always uncomfortable cooking in other kitchens.
Well, fucking get over it.
Get over it, bitch. I am.
make me dinner.
Get over it and make me some eggs.
Yeah.
Ho.
Be great. Oh, man. My sister and brother-in-law delighted me yesterday because they're both hot. And,
oh, they're hot? I know your brother-in-law is hot, but I don't think you've ever shown me a picture of your sister. I might need a picture of hot sister.
Really? Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
They're both hot. They're equally hot. And I didn't even... They're also, like, not the types of people who would have ever seen the movie Napoleon Dynamite in its heyday.
Okay, that's not where I expected this to go, but I'm on board. I'm listening.
But, Andy, they just, like, shocked, surprised, delighted me, and sent me a picture last night where my sister was Napoleon Dynamite and her husband
but hot?
Was Pedro. Just regular.
They weren't like sexy Pedro and sexy Napoleon Dynamite?
No, they were like regular Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro, and then Carson, my niece, was Deb.
So did this story start with they're hot just because it's unlikely that hot people would dress up like Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, because every Halloween since I've in our adult lives, they have been some hot version of something. And I was just so, like, I feel like being parents and getting a little bit older,
they're just old enough now that their child will recognize that they're a hot version of something and be like,
this feels weird.
Now I'm staying up a little later. My bedtime's an hour later than last year, and this is a little bit strange. I'm getting some interesting vibes.
I don't like. But yeah, it's really bizarre. But it was so great, and it made me so happy to see. And my sister was like texting me about how freeing it is to just be ugly, to just like be like she's like, I didn't.
Wow. Wow. Talk about fucking hot person privilege.
Right?
Wow.
She was totally like, hey, I have hot person privilege and I'm learning about that for the first time. But she was like, she had this big curly wig on and these giant glasses, and I think it's like the first time in her life she's gone out without makeup on. So of course, the word ugly is left up to interpretation. We all have our own definition. Some person might have seen her
I mean,
in that
Linda.
Napoleon wig and been like, damn.
Linda, we all have our own definitions, but I think when you say you have a hot sister and brother-in-law, everyone's picturing a
Yeah,
certain type of thing.
everyone's
Let's be honest.
right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it was just funny where she was like, it's just like weird to be like one of you people for a night.
Wow. Well, I may require pictures of the costumes and also pictures of them in peak hotness, just so I can, compare,
Okay, so you can compare and
This is
contrast.
for science reasons.
I'll send you the summer beach photo
Yeah, there you
and then
go.
also the Halloween photo.
Perfect.
Cool.
Thank you for participating in my scientific experiment. Yeah, I don't know. This is another year for me, basically without a costume. Did I tell you what I did last year?
You did not, but I am at my workout place now, so you have 1 minute.
Okay, well, last year I just put a knob on my shirt and I went as T.C. Tuggerman, and only like two
Oh, yeah,
people knew, and everyone else was deeply disturbed by why I was yanking on this knob on my shirt.
remember. Yeah,
And
but
so,
I've since told people about that Halloween costume, and they have been so delighted.
it's a very good low-effort Halloween costume. If you're out there looking
Very
for your last-minute Halloween costume and you got a knob and you got a shirt, let
good.
me tell you got a T.C. Tugger outfit.
Yep.
But I got nothing for this year, so I'm just, I'm still waiting to get my Star Trek uniform someday.
Just being you.
All right, Linda, go get buff.
I'm gonna get buff. All right. Love you, Andy.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.